I want to lead into Chris Landry with this story. I've had the luck of being able to play golf not once but twice with Bo Jackson. Twice. By the way, he plays golf exactly like you think he would. Just mashes the ball. Okay. He did an interview with USA Today. And what's interesting about Bo is this. Most friendly guy in the world. Will talk to you, shake hands, all that stuff. Great on the golf course. Will not take pictures with you. Because he does not trust social media, and he doesn't want it out. He doesn't do. He will take a picture with you if you have an actual real, like, Canon camera to take a picture with. He will not take a picture with you with a cell phone because he doesn't like his location being out immediately on social media. And he's really nice about explaining it. I've seen him explain it many, many times to other people, but that's like, if you ever see Bo and you want to take a selfie with him, you better have a real camera because he won't do it on a mobile phone. He told the USA Today, if I knew back then what I know now, I would have never played football. I wish I'd known about all those head injuries, but no one knew that. And the people that did know that, they wouldn't tell anyone. That's pretty interesting coming from a guy like Bo Jackson as we welcome in Chris Landry. Chris, I'll just ask you a general question off the top of my head here about Bo. Is he to you the greatest pure football athlete you've ever seen, or would you put somebody else in there?
Oh, he's certainly up there. I think was as unique an athlete as I've seen. Obviously, I saw him in college and saw him, play baseball and obviously at the collegiate level and obviously football at the college level and then of course in the NFL. So he's certainly right up there. I don't know that I'd put anybody ahead of him.
I want to ask you real quick, too, before we get into NFL, we can wrap up last week's phenomenal game, Clemson-Alabama, and I remember going into it, you were saying it's going to be a fantastic game, and what do you know, 2 years in a row, they ought to just let those two play every freaking year. We're out here in 49er country and Raider country, but the Niners are going to have the number two pick in the draft. I am curious from your point of view, being a former scout, do you project Deshaun Watson as a good or even fantastic pro? Or if you were in charge of the 49ers, and you should be interviewing, Chris, would you look to trade down and gather picks?
Well, I think certainly the quarterback position is of supreme importance, but, I learned a long time ago as a scout, you have to evaluate players, not create them. I think that Deshaun Watson has a chance to be a good player at the next level. He's a winner. He's a leader. I think he's got adequate arm strength, to slightly above, not very accurate, and he needs a lot of work on his mechanics because he's just not doesn't know how to really feather the ball on the deep ball, doesn't put enough air under it. Got a lot of issues that, to me, it's not as good of a quarterback year, and that includes him as it was last year or it's going to be next year. But if you need a quarterback, you're going to take him. You're going to take Kaiser. You're going to take Mitch Trubisky. They're gonna go in the first round, but they're going to be overdrafted like they are every year. I think what you have to do is you have to follow your evaluation. If you believe one of those guys can be a quality starting quarterback for you, you take them. And you don't care about what some people have ranked there, here or there. None of that matters. If you don't believe they are, then you need to move on because I think it's too risky. It's kind of like Ryan Tannehill. That was a reach pick when the Dolphins took him as high as they did. Now, as we're further along, he's becoming a decent player. Is it worth it? Well, no, he certainly passed up better players in the top 10. But if they didn't have Ryan Tannehill, they wouldn't have even made the playoffs this year. So the reality is not just how good a quarterback is, but if you don't have one, then you have no chance to be competitive. So what is the price for a decent quarterback in the league? And you know what? It's pretty darn expensive.
Chris, I got to ask you, no real surprises in the wild card rounds, but now we're going into the divisional round, and you can't expect every home team to win. Are there any surprise games you got your eye on this weekend?
I think, to me, last week was a little more predictable because I think you had, a couple of teams in there. In fact, I said last week, I think there were only three teams playing last week that were really what I would call threats, deep playoff caliber type teams. This week it's the best week for NFL playoffs, the best weekend in the NFL, because you've got the best teams playing and you've got the teams that advanced from last week. I think, to me, Seattle and Atlanta is intriguing. I think Atlanta's best game wins it. I don't think Seattle plays as well on the road, obviously. So, but that is still intriguing. And then I think the Sunday games are pure gold potentially. I mean, Pittsburgh, Kansas City, to me is going to be outstanding. Mm-hmm. Curious to see how healthy Big Ben's going to be, and then Green Bay, Dallas, I think could be phenomenal as well. So, you know, again, who knows? We may have the great game, close games on Saturday, and we may have 10-point victories in the Sunday games. Mm-hmm. But certainly, to me, the Sunday games are more intriguing.
You know, Chris, I look at that Seahawks Falcons game, and I've been big on the Seahawks because there's two kinds of playoff experience. There's Seahawks playoff experience, and then there's the Falcons playoff experience. And Matt Ryan's been there, but we know how it ends. But then I keep thinking, man, I'm scared to death that they don't have Earl Thomas. Give me a reason why this game might not just end up in a boat race.
Well, I think I don't know that I can give you a good one. I think it would have to be just Atlanta being a little bit off their mark, and that's always the threat for a great offensive team. It's just like in basketball. What happens if you have a bad shooting night? Well, if you can't rebound, you can't play defense, you're going to be in trouble. I think what Atlanta's done this year is gradually become a great offense that has a great weapon in Julio Jones, but other complementary weapons that with a quarterback that is very good at going to his secondary and tertiary options, he can spread the football around. Great backs, two good backs, really, that can work the ball out of the backfield in the passing game. And here's the biggest and, is their pass rush has become really good. Their edge pass rush has become really good towards the end of the year. So get a lead rush to the passer. That's been their formula. And they've gone from, in my opinion, a team that didn't look like a playoff caliber team in about week 6 or 8 to a team that's really good and I think has a great chance you know, to advance and maybe even, who knows, host the NFC Championship next week. But I think Seattle is not the same type of team on the road. Yes, they've got experience, but you just hit on it. How does Atlanta handle the moment? If you look at it, we always put a lot on that. Most of the time, it doesn't apply. Usually, if you've been really good and consistent, you carry that into the playoffs. But who knows? I mean, I think it's Atlanta's game to win or lose. I think their best game wins it, but what if they don't play their best game? What if they're a little bit off their mark? What if they can't control Russell Wilson outside the pocket? All those things are intriguing. What if Seattle can run the football a little bit on early downs? All those things would make for an intriguing game, and I think if it's a fourth quarter game and it's close, certainly a lot of pressure is going to be on Atlanta to win at home, or else this great run will, you know, be looked like as a big failure, even though it's been a great year.
Chris, tell everybody where they can read all your good stuff.
At LandryFootball.com, we break down, I got all the games broken down. We're obviously getting ready for free agency, the draft, recruiting. We've got all that stuff for you. We take you inside the film room, check it out. We've got discounts on there for you at LandryFootball.com. You're the owner and we're the general manager is how we approach it. So we think you'll love it. Check it out.
We appreciate talking to you. As always, Chris, enjoy the football weekend, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
You guys do the same. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. That is Chris Landry.